We are exactly halfway through the 8 o'clock hour on a Thursday morning. It's the Mornings with Ed show. Welcome to the program. A lot of things to talk about this morning. We're going to do something incredibly fun that Alyssa came up with. And, you know, again, we missed her for 25 days, and then she comes back in. She just busts through the door and says, hey, got a great idea that's going to be fun. And, yeah, it turns out it will be. I'm going to share that with you on the other side. I did want to share a list of some of the symptoms, the actual symptoms, what to look for, what not to fall into. As I mentioned at the top of the program, it's windy this morning here in town. And the wind, as it is this time of year, it can make your throat scratchy. It can kick up the dander and dust that you might have at home and thus contribute to making you feel like you have a symptom of COVID-19. And in many cases, it's just really this wind. But again, stay indoors, don't leave the house if you don't have to. Now, fever, by the way, is a key symptom. Don't fixate on a number. No, it's really not a fever until your temperature gets to be at least 100 degrees Fahrenheit for children and adults. We've gone over this before, but it's certainly worthy of doing again here, okay? There are so many misconceptions about fever. First of all, our average daily temperature is 98.6 Fahrenheit, but we actually go up and down quite a bit during the day. And that could be as much as a half a degree or a full degree in some cases, okay? So 99 degrees or 99 and a half degrees isn't really a fever. When you check for fever, don't rely on a temperature that you take in the morning. Instead, take your temperature in the late afternoon or early evening. Our temperature is not the same during the day. If you take it at 8 o'clock in the morning, it might be normal, but the better time is later on in the day. Coughing is another key symptom, but it's not just any cough. It should be a dry cough that you feel in your chest. It's not a tickle in your throat. You're not just clearing your throat. It's not just a little irritation. You're not putting anything out. You're not coughing anything up. The cough is bothersome with COVID-19. It's really bothersome. It's coming from your breastbone or your sternum, and you can tell that your bronchial tubes are inflamed or irritated. And difficulty breathing, shortness of breath, can be a third and the most serious manifestation of COVID-19 and can occur on its own without a cough. If your chest becomes tight or you begin to feel that you can't breathe deeply enough to get a good breath, that right there is a sign to act. If there's a shortness of breath, any shortness of breath, immediately call your healthcare provider, a local urgent care, or if necessary, an emergency room. If the shortness of breath is severe enough, you should call 911, okay? In addition to difficulty breathing or shortness of breath, the CDC lists emergency warning signs for COVID-19 as a persistent pain or pressure in the chest, which I want to get to in just a second here about a friend of mine that took the test. And that indicates a lack of bluish lips, by the way. If you notice someone with bluish lips or bluish face, that's a lack of oxygen and sudden mental confusion associated with that or being lethargic. They should get medical attention immediately. And the trifecta of symptoms is the flu and cold symptoms. You get the fever, the cough, the shortness of breath. That's not only a sign of sickness that have been seen in COVID-19. A lot of other symptoms can resemble the flu, including headaches, digestive issues, body aches, and fatigue. And those can be severe. Still other symptoms, they can resemble a cold or allergies. You know, you have like a runny nose or a sore throat or sneezing. There are so many symptoms that you'll feel, you'll know, or you actually won't know, but you'll experience these symptoms. So a friend of mine took the test, had flu-like symptoms, took the test, and felt pain and pressure as if it was a heart attack. And for a while, this is a few weeks ago, for a while, they thought, well, you're suffering something to do with your heart. They were going back and forth. They really didn't know, right? So they at first said, it may be something with your heart. We're going to keep you overnight. And it turned out to be just like major severe flu conditions that this friend of mine was suffering. So I find out this morning that an additional symptom in a lot of the more serious cases is a swelling around the heart. So I'm thinking, well, did my friend who was originally tested a few weeks back come back negative, yet maybe he was or is positive or was positive at that time and just misdiagnosed. But a symptom now, they're saying in the more severe cases, is a swelling in and around the heart. There's inflammation in and around the heart. Also, a loss of taste and smell, a loss of those senses of taste and smell. So, again, if you're just suffering the scratchy little throat from the wind today, you know, chalk it up to that. If you're suffering the major trifecta of severe symptoms that I just read off to you, including that pain in the chest, then you should call your medical professional and seek help. On the other side of this, as I mentioned, something fun that Alyssa brought back with her.